Hello, it's Gabriel McBird in the George and Dragon.
What's this? What's this place called? Cliff St. Mary, is it?
Cliff St. George.
Yeah, yeah, and I thought my phone was going to run out, but it hasn't. So I'll try and do a quick audio boo. So for starters, Debbie and myself had chorizo, calamari and chorizo salad, and maybe the calamari was sort of in crumbed, slightly overcooked perhaps. The calamari was minced, like large, almost minced calamari really, with a pickle. And Roy and Martin had ricotta and spinach soup. And for a main, I'm having fried rump of lamb with a mini pulled pork shepherd's pie and cheddar mash and winter vegetables. Roy's having gammon and egg, and Martin's having... I know that Debbie's having mussels and Martin has chicken forestier with potatoes and mushroom and bacon on sort of crispy potatoes. Yeah, chicken forestier it's called. So I'm interested to see what people think.
The side panels, which are on Fiona's side, quite...
Bill McBird. Speaking a little quietly because I'm back at Debbie's. It's I've woken up and it's about 5 a.m, tipping down with rain. I need to correct a couple of bits that I said in the restaurant. Firstly, the chorizo, calamari and chorizo salad. It is indeed calamari, but the calamari wasn't minced, it's in rings. I meant to say the chorizo was sort of minced, and it comes with I always want to call them chipotle, but people say it's chipotle. I'm still unsure of the correct pronunciation for the chilies. Anyway, it's chipotle, I'll call it chipotle for now, it's chipotle jam. Which was actually quite mild. I knew it had a smoky flavour, but I couldn't quite identify it. It's, as I say, it was sort of smoky, but not much chilli heat to it. And chipotle chilies do add a lovely smoked flavour to things. They're one of my favourite chilies, really, but I'd have liked a bit more belt, a bit more heat. Having the minced chorizo with the squid rings was quite a nice idea, and it came with a load of different leaves. I'm unsure what they were, basically relatives of lettuce. Yeah, so the, carrying on with what I was saying, that was the starters sorted out, and on the whole, while the squid was overcooked a little, it was pretty good. I know that Roy and Martin both had soup, and they thought that was good. And as I said, I think Debbie was okay with her starter. Well, she ended up having the same as me because she wanted the hand-crumbed langoustines and mussels, but they'd run out of that. Langoustines, if they're not shelled, they're a hell of a job because they've got loads of arms that you can't eat. And you pull them all off and it goes on and on and on, and the bit in the middle's really just like a large prawn. They really do take a lot of peeling for very little result. So, I spoke of the main dishes a little bit earlier on, and these had a few faults associated with them, really, which I think, we had to wait quite a long time for them. Roy said his gammon was a bit tough. Now, admittedly, he's not as got as many teeth as he once was, and he's always moaning about meat being a bit tough when it isn't that tough, really. But Debbie did try some with gammon and said that while it wasn't too chewy, she said it was very salty. Debbie had mussels, and they were fine, but they were served in an odd way. They were in a dish with, you know, wine sauce, and they weren't shelled, so you had to take... They hadn't been shelled, so you had, you know, as you'd expect, perhaps with mussels, you had to pick each one out of the shell. But it came served with what's described on the menu as a garlic... as a hand-rolled garlic bread crust, perfect for dipping. Well, the thing... You know, we tried it and described it as being, I think all of us thought it was a bit like a naan bread. It was a bit doughy. It didn't taste of garlic. I couldn't detect the garlic at all. To be fair, Debbie did say it was garlic, but so I couldn't detect it. And I don't think it was very strong. And it seemed a bit underdone. And the idea was fairly pointless, and they should have provided, as a matter of course, a bowl to put your shells in. If you're going to give someone a dish like that, you need a bowl to put your shells in, and you need a finger bowl. And I think not providing those is sloppy service, because you're bound to get a bit messy when you're digging into a sauce to get mussels out. And to open the shells up with your fingers, that's fair enough, but, you know, she had to ask for the stuff to go with it, and I think it should be provided, automatically, really. I would say that my main was... Actually, no, I'll save mine till last. Martin was quite happy with his, really. He had the chicken forestier. It's almost like a Christmas dinner. It was half a roasted chicken on crispy potatoes and a flat mushroom. The flat mushroom was quite nice. He isn't that keen on mushrooms, so I scoffed that. There was a sausage rolled in bacon, so like you get at Christmas, except at Christmas it's chipolatas, and this was... a full-length sausage, with mushrooms and chicken and the potatoes. I think he was quite happy with it, thought it was a reasonable plateful. The one I had was one of the more expensive dishes, really, I must admit, and Well, they call it pan-fried, whatever, you know. I'd do it on a skillet, but anyway, it was lightly fried lamb rump, which was on the fatty side, which I should have expected, really, because it is a rump of lamb at all. If I wanted nice lamb, you know, they should have probably done leg. That was all right. It was meant to be minted and honey glazed. I could certainly taste the mint in there. And it came with vegetables, seasonal vegetables, they said, which would basically turn out to be peas and broccoli and carrots. And then it came with a mini shepherd's pie. And the mini shepherd's pie was made with pulled lamb, and it was lovely. And quite rich. It clearly got wine in it, and, really tasty. It was covered in cheddar mash, and I found myself thinking after I'd eaten it, and it was pulled, so the kind of shredded lamb rather than minced lamb. And after I ate it, I just found myself thinking, God, I wish that lamb shepherd's pie had been the main dish rather than just a strange mini part of the same thing. It was a bit of a strange mixture of things, really. We didn't really bother with puddings in the end. The puddings are a fiver. There looked a few sort of vaguely interesting ones. Panna cotta with a biscuit topping, and, you know, sounded quite interesting. And there was a... Yeah, and the